While Mr. Obama charms his way through several continents, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton patiently waits her turn.
With respect to India, I'm very much looking forward to my trip next week.
Next week, Clinton will make her 11th trip abroad as Secretary of State. She heads first to India and then Thailand. Now, lately, she's kept a pretty low profile, and that's the subject of a recent article by Politico reporter Ben Smith, who's in our New York studios. Ben, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Your article is titled Clinton Toils in the Shadows. Are you saying that she's not a particularly visible member of the cabinet?
You know, I actually went through and searched for the number of mentions of Hillary Clinton by month over the last few years, and the month of May had the fewest on record.
Is that just sort of a blip, an anomaly, or is this sort of a pattern that you think sort of is part of something bigger?
You know, I think there was an expectation, maybe an unrealistic expectation, when she was offered the job, that President Obama would be so consumed with this domestic crisis that was really roiling the country at that moment, that she would be America's face abroad and she would be this incredibly high-profile figure.
That he wouldn't have time to go abroad.
Exactly. He wouldn't be gallivanting around Paris. He certainly wouldn't be visiting Ghana. Instead, you know, his persona, the symbolism of his identity, has been the central focus of American foreign policy, a major speech in Cairo, in Prague, you know, really major addresses around the world, a riveting global figure. And she's been a very low-profile figure. She's high-profile when she visits a country in that country, but she hasn't been the face of America abroad. That has been President Obama.
I've always been interested in how Secretary of State Clinton and President Obama have sort of reconciled positions that seem to be different with respect to foreign policy during the campaign. I mean, for example, then-Senator Obama was saying things like, you know, I will talk to leaders from Venezuela and Iran unconditionally. Then-Senator Hillary Clinton was saying, you know, that's naive. So how does she sort of reconcile President Obama's policies now?
I mean, she reconciles them mostly by caving, by saying, you know, among other things, there was an election and he won. And there have been certain hints internally that she's trying to carve out a slightly more hawkish line, for instance, toward Cuba in particular, but very, very minor ones and you know, she can't afford to show any distance from the president. That's fatal for a cabinet member.
Mm-hmm. Ben, in your article, you spoke with several insiders, including Richard Holbrooke and George Mitchell, the special envoys to Afghanistan and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Both of these men, giant personalities in their own right. What sense do you get from them about sharing the spotlight with Secretary Clinton?
Well, what's very striking is how these envoys, Mitchell and Holbrooke, either of whom could have been Secretary of State themselves,
right,
both of whom, you know, are major figures, were incredibly careful to defer to her. Holbrooke stressed to me that he had never been in President Obama's presence without Secretary Clinton being there. A White House official actually told me a story of Holbrooke asking her permission to, you know, to go out to leave a meeting to go to dinner with his wife. There's a sense that they're deferring to her, that she has succeeded in giving herself a role between them and the President of the United States, where there was a concern that they would just be going straight to him and cutting her out.
Do you expect over the coming weeks, months, maybe years, for Hillary Clinton to sort of raise her profile in a way that we have not yet seen as Secretary of State?
There are hints that she's raising her profile. This coming Wednesday, she's giving her first major foreign policy address at the Council on Foreign Relations before departing on a trip to India. And that was certainly the pattern that she tried to set in the Senate, where she came in, she worked hard for long enough to impress people with stories about how she was a workhorse, not a show horse, before sort of moving a little bit more into show horse mode. And the difference is, you know, that whether or not she goes on a Sunday television talk show, for instance, is entirely the choice of the White House now.
She's only done one so far.
Right. But in all of these things, I mean, she may be seeking to raise her profile. She may want to raise her profile. The degree to which she's permitted to and still gets internal influence just isn't under her control.
Well, Hillary Clinton, if you're listening to this broadcast, we'll gladly have you on. Ben Smith is a reporter with Politico.com. Ben, thanks for your time.
Thank you.